if he doesn't hit his hands, he drops the ball, and as he's getting hit by a defender, he somehow has enough ability to kick the ball over the line of scrimmage, kicks it about 20 yards in the air, and then gets another bounce to extend the ball even deeper into Marlette's territory. Takes a Harbor Beach bounce. A almost disastrous play there on special teams for Harbor Beach. They get away with it now. Marlette's going to have to go the distance of the field.
They're at their own 27-yard line, first and 10. It's a handoff to Stover. He gets out for maybe 2 yards, maybe three. Stopped by Cole Dukoski. Second and 7 from the 30-yard line. 7.5 to play.
Just my opinion, Marlette's going to have to speed up the pace here, because if this drive does not work out in their favor, they're going to want to make sure they have enough time to stop Harbor Beach's offense and have another shot at it. Right now, they are in no hurry.
Two wide each way. It's a handoff to Stover around the right side. Has some room to run, close to the first down marker, and falls backwards across the first down marker for an 11-yard gain. Brought down by James Shelke. Stops the clock momentarily with 7:02 remaining. Harbor Beach leading 7-0. Marlette with the ball.
Mentioned this in the first half. I'm surprised on more of these run plays. Marlette hasn't looked to go outside where there has been a lot of space to run. Harbor Beach does a very good job of clogging up the middle, but Marlette hasn't taken advantage of the running plays to the outside of the field.
Marlette coming out spread formation, working off the right hash at their own 37-yard line. It is going to be a handoff, and he's getting it from to Stover. He gets out to the 39-yard line for a 2-yard gain, brought down by Tyler Vollmering out of the linebacker core. 6:40 left in regulation. Now a 2nd and 8 from Marlette's own 40-yard line.
Same formation, two receivers to each side, one running back keeping the quarterback in the shotgun company, and they've run the ball multiple times out of that formation. Don't be surprised to see a pass play coming here soon.
McKinney looking to his left to pass, looking to his right, throws this downfield, and it's intercepted by Harbor Beach's James Shelke at the 43. He's across midfield, has two men to beat, and he's still on his feet at the Marlette 30-yard line. McKinney threw over the middle of the field. James Shelke was there to grab it, nearly dropped it on the interception on a second effort, brings it in and gets some yards after the interception to make a short field to work with. They are at the Marlette 30-yard line.
Well, McKinney had a wide open receiver as the slot receiver to the outside. Took a slant route to the middle of the field, was wide open, had his hands up, getting his quarterback's attention. The quarterback unloads a pass that, again, looked like our Detroit Lions on Sunday, overthrown by about 10 yards. And I think Shelke was surprised. That ball hit him right in the chest. It looked like it was thrown right at him. He bobbled it a little bit, corrals it, and returns it for a big gain for Harbor Beach.
Hands it off to James Shelke, and he gets out to the 25-yard line. And we have a flag after the play coming from the referee. And this is going to be a personal foul face mask against Marlette. So tack it on after a 4-yard gain from Shelke. It's going to be 15 yards on top of that. So they go from the 26-yard line. This could be half the distance to the goal line if you think about it that way, but we'll see exactly as officials are trying to figure this one out as well. 6:02 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach picks off a second pass from Marlette, gives the ball back to them at the 30-yard line of Marlette, and now a face mask after a 4-yard gain.
Well, it's hard to tell your offense, if you're Marlette, to not throw the football, as there has been opportunities for big plays, but their quarterback has put too much air under the football 3 or 4 times. He's not only missed wide open guys in the end zone, but he's missed guys across the middle of the field, and he throws it into the danger zone. And when you overthrow your receiver down the middle of the field, that's where some of the best receivers are, in this case for Harbor Beach, James Shelke and company back there. Travis Hansen also has an interception tonight. Two big ones for that defensive back. And now the offense is going to slowly run this football out of the wing tee and try and put this game out of reach.
Marlette has 4 turnover downs and 2 interceptions on the night. Kirsch under center, hands it off to Jacob Finkel, trying to milk this clock. First down results in about maybe 2 yards, down to the 11-yard line. Second down, 8 yards to go, 5.5 left in regulation, brought down by Brett Knox out of the secondary.
Yeah, and that's okay for Harbor Beach. 2-yard gains are just fine. They are now in field goal range, Clark. Wyatt House, you know, has the ability to put 3 points up on the board for Harbor Beach if necessary. Most importantly is ball control here for Harbor Beach. They're going to take another minute or two off the clock and see if they either can't get into the end zone or, who knows, maybe get a penalty to go their way and get a first down.
Second down, 8 yards to go from the 11-yard line. Kirsch hands it off to James Shelke. He's across the 10-yard line. Nothing more than that. Gets out for a yard. Sets up a third and mid-range at 7 yards to go. Brought down by A.J. Choik, the 6'5 defensive lineman for Marlette, with 4:40 left in regulation. For those keeping score at home for the Cass City USA game, we have a final net one with a running clock in the second half. Cass City 49, USA nothing. That's two straight losses for the Patriots, putting them at 5-3. Need that sixth victory still in week 9, and they'll be playing the Harbor Beach Pirates. 4:20 left in the fourth quarter, 7-0, Harbor Beach leading on the Marlette 10-yard line, facing a 3rd and 7 in the T formation, splitting the hash marks. Three men in the backfield, Kirsch is under center. It's a toss to the right side of James Shelke to the 5, and gets brought down close to the end zone line. They're going to say he is short of the end zone at the 1 yard line. Regardless, it's a conversion on 3rd down from the 10-yard line, a 9-yard gain, 1st and goal for the Pirates.
One thing you got to love about an experienced football coach, Coach Shelke, setting this up the whole time. Again, he was okay with the 2-yard gain up the middle. He was okay with the 1-yard gain up the middle. And just when you think he's going to do it one more time on 3rd down, he pitches it out to the running back, in this case, James Shelke, and all the defensive line has collapsed to the middle of the field. There's one guy out there to make the tackle. He does, but barely. They're on the 1-foot-yard line now, a 1st down and about 1 foot to go for the Pirates. They're about 1 foot away from putting this game out of reach.
Kirsch under center, T formation. There's the snap. Hands it off to Tyler Vollmering. He's in for the score. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. The Pirates make it a 2-possession ball game with 3.5 minutes left in regulation. It's Harbor Beach 13, Marlette nothing, with the extra point pending from House.
Yeah, as many teams do in that short yarded situation, you go to your fullback on that quick hitter right up the middle. And that time, Tyler Vollmering stood up at the goal line, but a powerful second effort. He gets in across the goal line for a Harbor Beach touchdown. 13-0, Harbor Beach leads. Wyatt House extra point is on the way.
Special teams unit out for Harbor Beach. There's the kick, and it is wide left. And the extra point is no good, so it remains Harbor Beach 13, Marlette nothing, with 3:31 left in regulation on the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get your shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition at the best price anywhere. Check out game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuttyback, and a large selection of binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center also sells hunting and fishing licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
.31 left in the fourth quarter. It's Harbor Beach 13, Marlette nothing. Wyatt House is kicked short, brought in at the 30-yard line by number 2, Tyler Ladd, trying to get around the outside, and Jason Gaffke tracks him down to the 46-yard line, and Marlette will have a short field, a semi-short field to work with. And Jason Gaffke on the tackle, looks like he hurt himself a little bit, slow to get up on his own feet. And they're going to be calling the personnel out to take care of him on the far sideline. 3:24 left in the fourth quarter. Marlette trails.